everybody. Very happy, belated Merry Christmas. So great holidays. Very happy to be here. You know, I thought the guys have done a great job, but the bowl here has been very fun, very much a good time. Houston's a great town. The guys enjoy being here. I have a lot of guys from here, but a lot of guys that aren't. But I've had a good time, a lot of good festivities and things that are going on, and practice very well. Got great venues and got a great bowl game. I mean, the Academy Sports Texas Bowl is doing a great job with our kids. They've enjoyed every minute of it, and now we'll get ready to play this game tomorrow. So looking forward to it. Got a great opponent. Oklahoma State's a heck of a football team, top 25 team in the country. Played some great games, played some very spectacular games, very dynamic on offense. The tailback and Hubbard is phenomenal, and they got other – they can throw it. Quarterback's back, the offensive line, they're no huddle. Defensively, a lot of problems with their different blitzes and the 3-3 schemes and the four-down schemes and all that. So – and Mike's done a great job, so we have our hands full. Got to play a great game, and I'm looking forward to playing. It's been almost a month, so I'm ready to go.
You had a chance to look at them, and really the entire Big 12 and crossover. Do they play defense in the Big 12? We keep hearing there's no defense in this
conference. Well, listen, there's some really good offensive players. There's some really good offensive players on that, on those teams, too, because when they go outside their conference, they're still scoring points and moving. But, yes, they do play defense. Very physical. Safeties tackle very well, can rush up inside the corners. I mean, going to the Senior Bowl, they're big, they're long on the edges, can play, and they're a good defensive football team, and their scheme causes you different problems. Oh, no doubt. I mean, just the ability – I mean, not only on design runs when they want to do that, but just the ability to make a guy miss and extend the play, ad-lib a play, pull a zone read and do those kind of things. I mean, it makes a big, big difference. And I mean, it keeps – because when that quarterback can run and make plays, and I mean run for long distances, you have to account for that. And that's – even in your rush game. I mean, even say you're rushing and it's a pass and he scrambles and you're matched up on your coverages and how you make your coverages and all those things, it makes a big difference. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. I mean, there's a lot of them that have. I mean, we played quite a few of them during the year. I mean, Mississippi State runs their quarterback. They can run and throw. All they do, Ole Miss can throw it and run it. You don't think about that, Joe Burrow. CPG Burrow was a great runner, too. Now, you don't think all the athleticism he has. I mean, Tua, you don't think of Tua. But Tua, they'll have design runs for him occasionally, but his ability to scramble, make plays, Auburn. With Knicks, I mean, so all that whole thing. I mean, that's just become football today.
I guess I should preface that and say quarterback can also complete about
65% of his passes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had quite a few of those. We've had quite a few of those, unfortunately.
So they play offense in the SEC pretty good now.
They're doing that pretty good, too, yeah. I mean, it is funny how everybody stereotypes it. Listen, there's good players across this country. Look at the draft, where they all come from, where they all go, and there's good players, offense, defense, all the way across the board in every league. Well, I mean, I think you appreciate each other more because you're always together. And I always say in this business, if you're not on the road on holidays, you're in trouble. I mean, because that's just the way it is. I mean, think about all the basketball game, what we all do on Thanksgiving. Everybody, you sit there and you eat and you want to go watch football. So somebody's got to go play. You know, I mean, college and pro. And you had basketball games yesterday and bowl games in college. That's just part of the dynamic of athletics and sports in our culture of our country. So, but it is great, and I think it even brings our kids closer together. And like I said, make sure they reach out and tell the loved ones and everybody there that how much they love them on Christmas. But also, you got great teammates and some of the best friends you ever have, and lifetime friends that you meet in college. I mean, you know, yesterday half the texts I get are ex college teammates. I mean, you have your high school guys, but your ex college teammates, you don't realize how close you grow to each other, especially at this age when you're really defining who you are and what you are and the interest in what you have. And you know, it's just another bonding experience.
How could y'all situation at running back affect how you call the game?
I won't. We'll call our game the way we call it. Same way.
In the time that you've had leading up to this game, have people talked to you about what this A&M-OSU rivalry kind of used to be like, or the meetings they've had in the past?
Excuse me?
With the time that you've had leading up since the bowl announcement, have people talked to you about what this old A&M
Some, not a ton, but I mean, I know of it. I know the history. I'm a history buff of college football. I mean, I know the old interconference rivalries and the things that meant and the players, and I respect that. And I think it's great for college football, and that's one of the unique things about bowl games now with all your realignments across the board where, you know, for instance, Nebraska, Oklahoma don't play anymore, things like that. That happens. I mean, because when you're realigning, people move all the time. But to be able to get back in a bowl game and play that, I think that's awesome.
If you look at your your history with Mike Gundy. You guys have met one time in Jerry's world. If the game is like that, that was...
Oh, it's a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill was running kickoffs all over the place. That was his best game back, and he was running, and they were playing, and we were scoring on our side, and Jameis and them were making plays. I mean, it was a heck of a football game. Went down to the end, and they had a very good team. And I think they had a good thing. Then their quarterback, Walsh, ended up getting hurt later in the year, and hurt because they were top. They'd won 10 games the year before, 10 or 11 games, something like that, had a great season. I remember preparing for that team. That was a very good football team. Did a really good job. Well, here's how I always say it about that. It's a great feeling because it sends you off in the offseason with a great positive note and you want to win the bowl game and you want to play well. But it's still two different football teams. I don't care what – that group – this is the last time this group of guys will ever play on the football field together. See, when you put that in perspective, you don't think about that. I mean, this exact group of guys, this is the last time they'll ever play together. So that dynamic of that team – is right now. You want to end it great for them. It's a great positive experience for your guys learning how to prepare for a bowl game, how to mentally get ready, how to have the preparations, because that's an art. Listen, we're the only sport in America that ends its season and waits a month to play. I mean, think about it. Nothing, basketball rolls into it, football, I mean, baseball, we always say this in pro baseball. Remember the teams that win in the divisional series? They'll go 4-0 and the other team will go 7 games. Well, they're setting for 5 days and they come back. Look like they can't hit a ball or pitch a ball or throw a ball. I mean, you know, that's the dynamic, and I think there's an art to that. So for your young guys, the ability to understand how to prepare for a bowl game, I think that's very good. It carries on. And it's a great feeling going in the offseason that you had success in the game. So, I mean, that is, it's a great for your program. There's no doubt you want to win the game. But, you know, as far as going into the next season, that team has to develop its own identity, its own culture, because the guys on the team previously aren't there anymore. There's some guys that are going to change. You bring in a whole new group of guys that you guys have all spoiled and told them how great they are. And they're all superstars in the recruiting world, and they're all going to start as freshmen. So I got to deal with that when I get back. No, I joke about that. But, it is. I mean, it's a great feeling, but, you know, it's still two different teams.
One more for Coach and then the players.
Jimbo, with this game being in the Lone Star State, is it going to be talk about, like, defending home turf, anything of that sort?
No. I mean, our turf is the field you play on. You got to defend that. That's going to be a 100-yard field that two good teams are going to be on, and you got to go play your tail off. So, I mean – you know, that at least in our perspective, it didn't matter. We played in Oklahoma or here. You still got to go play that game well.